Well, we think everybody should pay their fair share, and that's why we added a small surtax on the first dollar after a person makes his first $1 million to pay for it. It seems fair to us. It's a small price to pay to put hundreds of thousands of people back to work. So we can't wait. We can't wait for the Congress to start acting responsibly. And that's why the president has begun to use his executive power in making announcements like one that will put hundreds of thousands of people will be able to go and refinance their homes from the 6% interest they're paying to 4%, which is what the rate is now. That would save them $2,000 a year. That's why the president announced that beginning next year, no student will have to pay back more than 10% of their discretionary income toward their student debt. He also announced new regulations regarding prescription drugs to prevent price gouging. And there's more to come. If the Republican Congress won't join us, we're going to continue to act on our own to make the changes that we can to bring relief to middle-class families and those aspiring to get into the middle class. Look, it's simple. We refuse to take no for an answer. We know these steps taken alone are not going to solve all of our problems, but they will make a difference in the lives of millions of American families struggling to hold on. And you know, and I know, if the Republicans would just let the Congress do its job, let it step up and meet its responsibilities, we could do so much more, and we could do it immediately. That's why the president and I need your help, to tell your Republican congressmen and senators to step up. Tell them to stop worrying about their jobs and start worrying about yours. Because we're all in this together. And together is the way we're going to bring America back, even stronger than it was before. Thank you.